We've grown very few melons, tried to, but then there's a cantaloupe and mm-hmm. there's a watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Any other kinds of melons that they grow in here?
Not around here.
Okay. I'm trying to think, a lot of times we go to a restaurant and you order steak, they'll give you a side order of these things, usually sauteed in butter or something like that, chopped up. You know, what do you think I'm talking about?
What?
So what is this now? It's something you put on a steak, you a lot of times eat it with steak and...
Relish?
No, it's a fungus like that grows, it's a plant.
Mushroom.
Yeah.
Mushroom.
There's a plant that looks like a mushroom, but you don't want to eat it. What do you call that? This is the problem with going out and collecting your own mushrooms.
Yeah, I know.
You can't tell the difference.
That's the reason I don't collect them, yeah. Because I don't know what's good and what isn't.
You might get a mushroom, you might get something else. It's, do you know what you call this other kind?
You got me.
Think of a toadstool or...
Well, or yeah, that's a common term for that type of mushroom.
What is that again?
What you just said, toadstool.
Mm-hmm. You would never call it a frog stool or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Why wouldn't you want to eat this?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, not being able to identify the edible varieties,
mm-hmm.
I'd be afraid I'd get poisoned.
Okay, so you can say that toadstools are what?
Poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
a lot of times if... child doesn't chew his meat properly, he's liable to choke because he's not able to do what?
Swallow it.
Okay. They have owls around here?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What kinds of owls do they have around here?
Well, they have a small owl. We've always called it a screech owl.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a big owl, which we always called a hoot owl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a sort of crustacean that lives in the freshwater stream. It looks sort of like a lobster. What would you call that? Find it under a rock a lot of times.
You can use their tails for fishing bait. We used
well,
to when we were kids.
We call them around here crawfish.
Mm-hmm. What's the saltwater thing that has a shell and grows a pearl inside it?
That's an oyster.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a general term for animals around a farm that were destructive in one sense or another? They killed the chickens or ate the vegetables or anything like that?
Well, foxes been known to kill chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think skunks have been known to raid the chicken house.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever have a term like varmint or anything?
Oh, else? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What is it again?
But a varmint, mm-hmm. but that's kind of a general term.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's certainly it's a kind of an animal that you wouldn't hold in very high regard.
All right.
You haven't got no use for him, see.
Uh-huh. What would be some examples other than foxes and skunks and varmints?
A varmint?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a fox, if he was stealing chickens, he'd fall in that category.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, let me think, what is it? I think a mink
mm-hmm.
has been known to kill chickens.
Mm-hmm. How about something like a groundhog? Get in and eat the garden?
They don't raid mm-hmm. too much.
Okay.
They're okay.
The what kinds of squirrels do they have around here?
We have what we call a fox squirrel and a gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm. How about the little one that doesn't have any tail? Maybe lives in the ground. What'd you call him?
We don't have them.